I'm Brody Bashall with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ashley, we're happy to have you here to share how we can act locally.
Well, there are lots of opportunities to get involved and do some good for the community this week. Tonight at 6:30, you can join the Texas Land Conservancy for Texas Nature Loteria at Brotherwell Brewing. Loteria is a traditional game of chance similar to bingo, but using images instead of numbers. All proceeds will go to protecting the land, water, and wildlife of Texas. Each Loteria board will cost $5, and Brotherwell will be donating $1 for every beer purchased.
Brotherwell Brewing is located on Bridge Street in East Waco.
If you want to do some good and get spooked out at the same time, you are in luck. Tonight at 7 p.m., you are invited to the Scared Sober Haunted House benefiting Sunshine Recovery House.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids to take a terrifying walk through a fully creeped-out historic home in the heart of Waco. The address is 708 North 15th Street. If you can't make it tonight, the haunted house will be open tomorrow at 7 and on October 30th and 31st.
Come on by. If you dare.
Tomorrow morning, the Friends of Peace and Climate are hosting Styrofoam Recycling Day. Bring your styrofoam to the Ocean Restaurant parking lot at the corner of Waco Drive and Valley Mills from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m., and the Waco Friends of Peace and Climate will make sure it's recycled in an environmentally friendly way.
Join Prosper Waco and the Mentor Waco Coalition tomorrow morning for Mentor Waco Training. The training will feature information on behavior redirection, bullying, self-esteem, awareness of human trafficking, and monitoring social media. It'll be perfect for community mentors, parents, and other caring adults who work with children. The training will take place from 9 to 11:30 at Columbus Avenue Baptist Church, and it is free.
Halloween is creeping up on us, and this week there are all kinds of spooky and not-so-spooky fun happenings to celebrate the season.
Tomorrow, from 11 to 1, bring your kids to Wilbert Austin Park on Hood Street in East Waco for Pumpkin Fest.
It's an annual event hosted by Neighbor Works Waco. Kids 10 and under can paint a pumpkin, get their faces painted, and enjoy food and games all for free.
Tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Historic Waco Foundation invites you to Sitting Up with the Dead, their annual Victorian funeral and spiritualism exhibit. Take a guided tour through the historic McCullough House at the corner of 4th and Columbus and step into the Victorian era when death was cause for elaborate rituals. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at the door.
Tomorrow and Sunday, it's Fright Night at the Right 3.0. The frightful festivities will include a haunted house, carnival games, a bounce house, and a show from Waco Children's Theater. Cost is $5, and it all takes place at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum on Waco Drive.
As you might imagine, there are many, many carnivals and trunk-or-treats around town this week, too many to list here. Check actlocallywaco.org for those details. We'll just mention a couple of special opportunities for some special folks. On Sunday, No Limitations Waco is hosting a sensory-friendly, all-inclusive trunk-or-treat from 4 to 5 at the Elite Therapy Center at 601 West Loop 340.
And on Halloween, the Holy Spirit Episcopal Church on Wooded Acres behind the Target Shopping Center is offering an indoor, allergy-friendly trunk-or-treat from 5 until 8 p.m.
If you're looking for ways to celebrate Dia de los Muertos, we've got a couple for you. You can join local artist Shay McMorrin and Fan Addict Waco tomorrow to paint a colorful, festive Calavera Katrina. Never painted before? One-on-one help will be available should you need it. The cost is $35 per person, and there are limited spaces available, so hurry and grab your spot.
BYOB and snacks are always welcome, and it all takes place at the Rustic Brush at 1412 North Valley Mills.
For 9 years, Rocio Ramirez Landall has set up her ofrenda in various venues to honor loved ones that have passed and to educate the public about this ancient cultural tradition. This year's ofrenda will happen at the Yellow House on the corner of Nathaniel McCoy and Taylor Streets in East Waco behind Lula Jane's. The opening reception will take place on Thursday, October 31st from 6 to 9. The ofrenda will be open for viewing from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it runs through November 11th.
Ashley, thanks for being here, and I hope you have a great week. Not too spooky.
Thanks for having me, and I hope it is kind of spooky.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.